Let's just start talking.
Hey.
You wanted to get some things off your chest. And let me...
Okay, so...
So let people know what you think of.
So, let's talk about recent current events, as you want to call them. So I'm not sure yet anymore, a big fan of Conor McGregor. In case you've lived under a rock, he's a UFC fighter. He's the first two-time simultaneous UFC fighter. He also fought in boxing Mayweather, which he lost.
Tried to.
Yeah, he fought him for 10 rounds. Let's say that. And so in the past few years, he's not been so active anymore. Of course, his wife gave birth and so on, and he lost both his titles because he didn't defend them in UFC. And in 2 days ago, we're recording this now, it's the 7th of April, so tonight there's a UFC pay-per-view in New York, and there was supposed to be a fight for his vacant title with a guy named Khabib. He's a Russian guy, and they kind of have like on and off confrontations but never fought, and everyone says that Khabib is probably gonna quote unquote murder him in the ring if they actually ever fight.
He's a really tough fighter. Yeah. I saw some clips.
Yeah, man, he's a dude. He's when he was young, he was training wrestling with actual bears.
Oh, this was the guy you were telling me about.
Yeah, so
oh my
and
god.
And also a very good friend of Conor, who is also a UFC fighter, also had a fight in this pay-per-view. And backstage, while the press was happening in events and stuff like that, apparently Khabib with his gang cornered this guy and threatened him and stuff like that. So his name is Artem, he's also Russian.
Artem.
Yeah, and of course, after that happened, he told Conor, and Conor got 20 guys from Ireland in his private jet, flew them to New York, and they attacked the bus with Khabib and all the other fighters with chairs and stuff like that, broke glass.
Also, all the other fighters, meaning that people that were not in the middle of this.
Yeah, which had nothing to do with anything.
They were regular fighters, some women fighters, which... Dana White, the president of the
UFC,
told the press that they got a bit affected. Of course, it's
So after the attack, they had to cancel three fights because of injuries.
Really?
Yeah, two fighters got glass on their face and one in the eye.
And what? I didn't know that they canceled.
Yeah, two guys are in hospital, and the fight that Artem was supposed to have, of course, they're not gonna allow him to fight anymore. So they canceled three fights out of the 10.
Why did they cancel his fight?
Because punishment, because it's not okay to give him money. He was there also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They beat up a security person, they broke his hand.
Fine.
And yeah, there's also footage of Conor punching the security person and stuff like that. So he was brought by the police in New York, and he had to post bail $50,000, which of course for him is nothing, but the worst is probably about to come, because also he's not a US citizen, first of all, even though they currently gave him his passport back and allowed him to leave and come if he wants. But yeah, a lot of people are gonna sue him, like there are at least four fighters and UFC staff, and also the building where the event takes place, the Barclays Center, who are probably gonna sue him.
Yeah.
So the worst is about to come. But my thing is, like you said even in the last podcast, I can differentiate very well between personal life, professional life, and stuff like that when it comes to people. And I always liked Conor because everything he said he was going to achieve, and he actually achieved, which is amazing. Plus, he's really funny and entertaining. But
not everything he said he achieved.
Yeah, he says he could beat Mayweather. That's probably
he talks a bit too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, but everything else he achieved, and it's an amazing feat in terms of sports. But yeah, he not only this event this weekend, but a few months ago he also jumped the cage in another promotion to congratulate his friend who won, and the referee put hands on him and he also punched that referee.
So
I'm starting to be like not necessarily not becoming a fan, but actually being like worried if he's actually still mentally there. Because I've always figured that in order to be great, you have to be a little crazy. And I always guess, like, okay, he learned how to hack his mental state in order to achieve things, because he's a very mental cerebral fighter. But I'm like, is he going way too deep in the sense of he's actually becoming insane? Because the way he acts, and even now in the when he was brought in front of the police and after everything happened and he talked to Dana, it was like, yeah, it had to be done. Like, he admits that it probably wasn't so smart that other people got hurt, but he's not very apologetic in terms of, oh my god, I wish I didn't do this. He was like, no, it had to be done. It's like, you're in the only business that you're allowed to punch your competition literally nonstop. Just take the fight with Khabib
and
it's like, why
do it legally
and also make a shit ton of money, because everyone wants to see that fight. Make it in Russia or Ireland, because everyone's talking like in the UFC they want to make this fight in Russia, cause it's probably gonna be the biggest fight ever. Make that fight, get a shit ton of money, punch Khabib until he dies, and that's it.
If he's able to punch him. I mean, Khabib.
Yeah.
Khabib
yeah,
looks
it's
like
it's
a really...
It's not a very good fight for Conor.
Yeah, I don't see him very well in this fight. But, why do you say you need to be crazy when... I mean, to become great? I mean, I don't think you need to. I mean...
The way I see it, it's like... If you follow a normal expected path or whatever, or you have your mindset... in such a way that it's like something that's predetermined, you have the chances of achieving whatever you want. But if you want to achieve something truly great or never done before, you have to think completely different, which by human standards or society standards, you're kind of considered crazy. That's why I'm saying you have to think very outside the box, literally to the limits of being a crazy person.
Yeah,
and
I
think he
that.
Danced on that line so much that I'm afraid that he's actually going to the crazy side, so to say. Like, he doesn't see where the line between normal and okay and not okay is anymore. And I'm like, yeah, that's not very good.
Yeah, I think this... I mean, the reasons he did this kind of pushed him to do this. Because the reasons he did this, and he says this all the time, he does it for the money. And he tries to impress, and he tries to make scenes in the... during the promotional
that's what makes money.
Events. Yeah, so he's not doing this for him to be better at fighting. He's not doing this for becoming a wiser or a better fighter. He's doing this for the money. So he this kind of pushed him to impress, and he may think that when he punches a referee in the octagon, while he interrupted the scene. I didn't see the clip, but this is how I imagine it. He might think that this will bring some promotional press coverage or things like that. And
that's the thing. I don't even believe he thinks like that anymore. Because if it would think like that, of course, I'm like, yeah, it's not gonna be very good press for you. You punch a referee, he could have literally risked not having a license to fight anymore. So if you be like super cerebral business wise, like I thought he was, he wouldn't have done stupid things like.
I don't think he is really cerebral, and even in the beginning, as I saw the way he speaks about his status in the UFC, he thinks of the Jesus of the UFC.
He is.
He thinks that he is untouchable. He thinks that he is the UFC.
He is the UFC.
Well, I don't think he is, because UFC can...
You have a giant company who is struggling to make stars now. They literally want to give him a percentage of the business. He has the records of pay-per-view sales, attendances, you name it.
Yeah, but if
he is the UFC.
If he does wrong things time and time again, he might not be. So they can definitely put him away. So it's not like he's untouchable, like he says he is. So
if he says now, look, guys, I'm sorry, let me fight in May, they're going to be like, yeah, sure. They're not going to punish him, because it's a business after all. It's a promotion for fighting. And Conor makes money, regardless. Like, I even looked, because I was super interested in see how other fans or people who follow him react. Everyone was like, yeah, good job, of course you're supposed to do that. Like, there was so much more encouragement than people who are fans of him being like, yeah, you did a good thing, rather than the backlash of that's not okay, it's very gang warfare stupid mentality. That came more from the press and other fighters, but his following, his fan base, was more like, yeah, good. It's like people are looking at this way too much from an entertainment standpoint, and they don't understand that this thing can go super real. Like the fans,
I think his fans, see it.
Fans in general, because I was like, everyone was like, even, oh yeah, let's have Habib's gang fight his gang. It's like, wait a minute, dudes. It's like it's not like. I'm also a fan of wrestling, like the WWE style, but that's preset gang warfare, whatever, fun entertainment. This is real life with guys who can murder each other.
Yeah.
So let's not take it there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also a big fan of wrestling. My father was a wrestler, actually. I don't know if he knew this, but he was.
Yeah, but not the pro wrestler, like he got like Olympic wrestling or
not Olympic.
It's funny, right? Because the pro wrestling is the fake scripted one, and the amateur wrestling is the actual wrestling, which I always thought was super hilarious. Yeah.
But my father actually wrestled when he was. We grew up. I was born in the Soviet Union. My father trained in the Soviet Union, so he got in a regional competition. And he won a bronze medal.
He was an amateur wrestler.
I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter that much.
He wasn't like with the flamboyant nickname finishing move.
Oh, no. But he was flamboyant. he actually challenged a lot bigger guys when he was young. So I was proud of this.
He was the Mayweather, the Conor McGregor.
I think so.
That's why you don't like Conor. You have daddy issues when it comes to.
And I have the little guy syndrome, so because of my father.
That's why you
so.
Like Demetrius Johnson from the UFC, Mighty Mouse.
I didn't actually watch him that much, but I heard you.
He's amazing. He's probably the best fighter by far from a technical skill. He's probably the best fighter out there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to see. I mean, it's a very aggressive sport, but I don't think all it's a good idea to.
You like American football? It's even worse.
No, but this one is in front of you. I mean, you can see. I mean, the American football doesn't promote this kind of violence. I mean, you're not allowed to punch people. Here, you are allowed to punch people and actually.
Yeah, in the NFL, you're get only close allowed to punch your wife in the elevator and then get like a small fine and then still play in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I just mean sports-wise because UFC is actually a fighting sport, so. Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea to translate fighting into the real world. So if you're a professional, stay away from fighting off the octagon or off the ring. And this is where Conor kind of blew his professional standing. So
yeah, at least for now, because he could always have like a comeback story and whatever. Which could happen. He just has to have two fights in the UFC and win and get a title back, and everyone will forget this and he'll be again amazing, because not only is he the biggest UFC star, he's one of the biggest athletes in the world. So yeah,
in terms of
popularity, in terms of money, in terms of endorsement, sponsorships, he's at least top 20. He made the Forbes top most influential and earning sports stars last year, so
definitely debatable. But I don't think it's a good idea for UFC to bring him back without,
of course they will,
private and public apologies to his colleagues. And if he doesn't apologize, and that means that he doesn't recognize that he was mistaken, and this is a problem, because if you get a guy like him back into your company and he affected your his previous colleagues, I mean, in terms that they cannot fight, and I'm not sure, but they probably won't get their money because of this.
They're gonna they're gonna reschedule the fight for a later pay-per-view, so they're gonna get money.
It's still an inconvenience. Yeah, so it's not good. I mean, and what's the example that you put here? I mean, you get a guy that affected the other people in the company. And put him in the scene again without an apology and without him regretting this, that what he does. I don't see that a good move. That would be a good move for the UFC. And he gotta recognize the mistakes that he did. He didn't need to do this. That's pretty clear.
He probably won't recognize it, from what I saw. Like he said.
Well, that would be a good move. I see this as a stoic move for him. You gotta be strong to apologize sometime. Yeah. And if he doesn't, I don't see him as strong as the other people see him. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I wanted to relate this event and stuff like this that has happened for the fact that when most people ask when what's your idol and stuff like that, I always say that I never had an idol, and I stand firmly by that, simply for the fact that I can differentiate, I can admire someone or look up to if they do something great in a field. But to have like an idol means that from your point of view that person is, I don't know, flawless, or you strive to be like him in all aspects, and I don't believe in that. This being a good example, like I look up to Conor as an athlete, or like someone with a mindset to achieve what he wants and starting literally from nothing, working towards something that's amazing. But I don't really necessarily agree with some of the things he makes, I don't know, in his personal life or approach to other people. So yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about more. What's your stand on people having idols? If you should, who are your idols maybe? Like for me, it's easy. I don't have them.
Yeah.
I look up to and I appreciate people like Tesla, like Da Vinci or stuff like that. But I, especially those type of people, I cannot call idols, because I don't know how they were in real life. Who knows? Maybe they were junkies and they beat dogs, or I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, my idols are mostly people with high intellects. These are kind of the people that I admire. I don't agree, like you, I don't agree with them entirely in everything they do. And I agree with your the position that you just take some of their qualities, some of the ideas that they promote, but not I don't take everything that they say as true. People I admire most right now are Sam Harris. I really appreciate his intellectual power and the way he thinks, but I don't agree on many things that he discusses. The same for Jordan B. Peterson, which I discovered in a Joe Rogan podcast some time ago. Started watching his videos a lot, but I don't agree with many things that he says and or does. And also I appreciate the intellectual power of some of the positive thinkers like Dalai Lama or Gandhi, although I would like to study more what Gandhi did. I read books about the ideas that are in the mind of Dalai Lama. But again, he believes in reincarnation, things like that, actual reincarnation. And
I believe in that also.
Yeah. At some point, of course, we're made of atoms that were decomposed by other people.
It's physics.
Natural organisms, of course. But it's not. I don't believe in you inheriting the soul or something. Like you are the reincarnation of another soul that was in another body. You might be part of the big conscious life of in the universe, but it's something very complicated to wrap your mind around. But these are my ideal. These are my idols, and I take some of their values, like wisdom. This is what I take from them, but I don't take all their ideas into consideration. And I don't. I take them into consideration, but I don't agree with many of them. And I agree with most of them, but with many of them, I disagree. So, like yourself, like you, I don't. I also admire, for example, Conor, like he. From the perspective of a hardworking fighter, because he tried different things, he was really hardworking, as I saw in some clips. You showed me how he works out.
Even the police officers, when he was in jail, they said all he did while he was there waiting for the judge to come, that he just did push-ups and pull-ups. That's all he did.
This is so.
Because he was like, "Yeah, what else would you do when you're?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Well." I guess so.
Yeah, it sounds like something he would do, and yeah, that's something I admired, but I didn't admire. In terms of wisdom, I don't see him as a wise guy, and that's something I really didn't admire in him. So that's why I didn't actually see him and didn't admire him fully, because wisdom is some of my most important values. And
yeah, but he's also young. He's our age.
Yeah, probably this is a factor, but I see.
Maybe that will come eventually.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I didn't even see the drive to become more wise. I don't see this as a big value for him. He tries to just, he just wants to make money, and I don't see this as a wise decision. So, yeah, but this is something I guess I learned from you. I mean, to separate things a bit, to be clear and be honest about this. Because you can't have an idol that you follow entirely, and you need to be honest about this. Recognize that you should be honest and don't follow a guy with everything he or she does. And yeah, it's a good thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, like even recently, someone who also started to piss me off a little is Elon Musk. Mm. I appreciate him and his desire to do something great and think of the bigger picture and strive for something completely different, even though everything he's trying to make, it's already built by someone else, like his underground tunnels, it's called the subway, and he wants to go to space, we already did that, but he's trying to do it at the corporate level, I guess. But what really got me a bit mad was his decision to delete, based on the whatever scandal with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, he decided to delete the Facebook page, his Facebook page and Tesla's Facebook page, and he also said as a joke he would like to buy Facebook so he could delete it.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, cool. First of all, stop trying to win popularity points, you're not a 12-year-old girl. Second of all, you owned PayPal, which made money based on the porn industry and illegal trade. So maybe you're not the most okay person to have a moral ground on stuff like that. Because, no? So stay in your lane, build rockets, make flamethrowers, sell them with hats, and don't get where it's not really your business or your expertise. That's how I see it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm also a big fan of Elon Musk, and I think you should give him a break about PayPal. He probably wasn't that wise at that point, and maybe he tries to fix now. Yeah, I don't know, but
with flamethrowers to sell them. Whoever gives me money, I'll give him something that spits fire. Yeah, that sounds real safe. It's gonna end amazingly.
Yeah, but yeah, people make mistakes, and all people make mistakes, and all they say stupid stuff, they do stupid stuff, and I cannot judge his position, but I can understand his opinion of Facebook. I mean, I think everyone understands every bad opinion of Facebook now, because they just weren't careful, and I actually predicted this, and I think we discussed this before. And
but it's nothing new. Like, every day comes like a new sensational title. Facebook scans in Messenger everything you share. Of course.
Yeah, like people allow this, actually.
Also in news, water is wet. It's like the same title. It's like, if you stay underwater, you drown. Holy shit. Facebook uses your data? No way. You know who else uses your data? Google. Wait, I'm waiting for the Google scandal, and after that, the Amazon scandal. Everyone uses your data. It's like, are you kidding me? That's how they target everything and know everything. Oh, did you know that if you put this extension, you'll see that in the tab that actually Facebook listens to via your microphone. Holy shit, Apple does that, Google does that, everyone does that. So
yeah, everyone that centers their business into in advertising kind of need to sell
they
you.
Need data, so they need can
your data. Yeah.
Yeah. So of course it's like,
yeah, it's a bad. I think it's a bad product strategy, and that's why I think Facebook.
Also, you know who tracks your data as well? Tesla, with their cars. They have tracking in the cars.
Yeah.
So maybe don't delete Facebook, maybe delete Tesla first, Elon Musk.
It depends on what kind of data, but yeah, well.
But again, tweet at Elon Musk. We need to have him on the podcast now.
I'm not against you getting data as long as you're doing it responsibly and transparently. And yeah, I think Facebook tried to make it transparent, and I think they will make steps to make it more transparent and more. So I don't see them failing that much.
You're such an optimist. They're not gonna make anything.
No, like they already closed some of their services. I tried to create a chatbot for just to try it out.
They're gonna make it back again. Like even Zuckerberg said, yeah, of course we're gonna apply the GDPR standards, but only for European citizens. And I was like, what? Not for the entire world? Eh, we don't have a law there, so of course he's gonna still have shady stuff because that's what based on he sells things.
No, but he tries to be. I understand that, and he understands this. That what's legal, it's not definitely something moral. And vice versa. I mean, something that is moral, it may not be covered in the law in some country. And he understands that even though he respects the law, he might be losing the argument if the public at some point decides that, I mean, at some point sees that something immoral happens with Facebook.
Yeah.
And he thinks of this, and I think they he doesn't care that much about the law. He obviously he needs to respect it, but he thinks of the moral side of the arguments too. So I see some changes in Facebook.
I'm waiting this week. They're gonna have the hearing in front of the European Union Parliament and also in front of the U.S. court.
What did they talk about? I am not informed.
Yeah, this week they've been called forth, and he said he's not going to be personally in front of the European Union. He sent his second to, and he's going to appear in front of the U.S. Congress or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk about this. So I'm waiting for these things to come out, because I'm sure the Facebook stock is going to go lower. Then I'm going to buy it, because of course after this goes down, it's going to go back again, because guess what? If you're not using Facebook, you're still using WhatsApp, you're still using Instagram a lot. So yeah, the stock is gonna go regardless. So yeah, buy now while it's cheap. That's my wait just another week before it really tanks, then buy. Because it's not gonna go under. It's not.
Yeah. So, how do you see your future idol selection going?
Well, I'm not gonna have one ever based on.
But you would admire people.
Yeah, I admire certain traits in people and certain achievements that everyone has. Like I said, that's why I like the drive and the business sense like Elon Musk has. But that's why I can easily separate that I don't like him as a person, but I like certain aspects of him. And I don't believe that I would ever, being the way I am, have an idol in my lifetime. Like, yeah, I like this person also as this, like all aspects of him, because I don't believe that's a thing. But yeah, I think it's more important to just find the people who have, like you said, a certain set of values that you identify in them, and you use them as a way to calibrate your own personal values as well, and to correlate them to certain achievements that you might be interested in. Like, that's why it's easy to look up to, I don't know, sports stars or entertainers, because they're more palpable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important to look for idols in other fields that you might be interested in, like business or art or science.
Yeah.
Which most people don't have. Like, you should also look for them. You don't have to wait for someone like Neil deGrasse Tyson to become popular, and then I'd be like, yes, I like him, which, by the way, I don't. But yeah, you should look like for people in that field in general, not only entertainers, because they're only showing you a certain aspect of their life, or you're only seeing a certain aspect that you also have. You're lacking the other ones. You should also look for people who you admire, and even in your family, as family persons or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's my two cents on the whole idol thing and everything going on with people that some groups admire, and all of a sudden, oh my god, we hate him because he did that.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah. Yeah, so let us know what are your, who are your idols, and what do you admire, and looking forward to hear from you. We're looking to create some engagement with you guys, if you, if someone's listening. But leave comments. We'll post some links on our Twitter account, I mean, to reach us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and send a message.
Also, stop buying Bitcoin, buy Facebook stock. Let's co-own Facebook and not delete it.
Yeah.
Stop buying cryptocurrency.
All right. Bye.
Bye.